In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On this feast day of Saint Joseph, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, I'd like to answer two questions which often arise from the gospel that has just been proclaimed, that taken from the Gospel of Saint Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through to 21. Two important questions we need to answer, and they are the following. Did the incarnation take place within the context of marriage? And the second is this. In the face of the mystery of the incarnation, why did Saint Joseph decide to put Mary away quietly? So in my own way, I will try to answer these two questions very briefly. The first question, did the incarnation take place within the context of marriage? Saint Matthew's Gospel provides some important details. When Mary, the mother of Jesus, was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Saint Matthew makes it clear that Joseph and Mary were espoused to one another. This espousal or betrothal was a legal marriage and not merely a period of engagement as we might consider today. Sacred Scripture testifies clearly that Joseph was the husband of Mary and that Mary was his wife. According to Jewish custom, marriage took place in two stages. First, the legal or true marriage was celebrated. And then, only after a certain period of time, usually up to about a year, the husband brought his wife into his own house. The Jews did not consider it unlawful or even necessarily unusual for a woman to conceive a child during that one-year period leading up to a wife being taken into her husband's home. So this explains why no one would have considered it to be out of the ordinary for Mary to be with child during that period of betrothal to Joseph prior to going to his home. Joseph and Mary alone would have known that Joseph was not the father of the child in Mary's womb. Saint Matthew was inspired to write these words, "Mary was found with child of the Holy Ghost." Since no carnal union ever took place between Joseph and Mary, the miraculous nature of Mary's pregnancy is made clear. So after this brief study, we can say with certainty that the incarnation took place within the context of the covenantal bond of marriage. Joseph and Mary, in their betrothal, were legally married when the Word took flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's important for us to defend. Now we can deal with the second question, namely, in the face of the mystery of the incarnation, why did Saint Joseph decide to put Mary away quietly? Joseph is described as a righteous man, a clear reference to his observance of the Mosaic law. In his desire to follow the Mosaic law, Joseph decided to spare Mary any public disgrace and was resolved to send her away quietly. Why would Joseph decide to do this? The best answer I have is found in the theologians of the Middle Ages, including St. Bernard of Clairvaux and St. Thomas Aquinas. Their answer is summarized in the following words. Joseph knew the miraculous cause of Mary's pregnancy from the beginning. That is, he was made aware that the child was conceived of the Holy Spirit. Faced with this, Joseph considered himself unworthy to be involved in the Lord's work, and his decision to separate quietly from Mary was a discretionary measure to keep secret the mystery within her. On this reading, the angel confirms what Joseph had already known and urges him to set aside pious fears that would lead him away from his vocation to be the legal father of the Messiah. Joseph saw God's mysterious plan unfolding before him, and he judged that he was unworthy to take part in it. In God's providential plan, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call him Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke from that sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. In naming the boy Jesus, Joseph took on the legal fatherhood of the Son of God. Saint Joseph is often referred to as the legal father, the foster father, or even the adoptive father of Jesus. While we know that Jesus Christ is the only begotten of God the Father, we can state that in so many ways, Saint Joseph took a fatherly role in relation to the Son of God. We pray that men in our own day will model their lives upon the example of Saint Joseph. Joseph's whole life gravitated about that of the incarnate Word. For him, he endured worry, suffering, fatigue, and labor. For Jesus and Mary, he consecrated all his solicitude, his energy, his resources, his time. He reserved nothing for himself, but completely oblivious to his own personal needs, desires, or views, he devoted himself entirely to the interests and the needs of Jesus and Mary. In this way, he participated fully as a humble, hidden collaborator in the work of redemption. Saint Joseph teaches us the blessed secret of a life of combined activity and contemplation. Let us pray that following his example, we may give ourselves to the active life without neglecting our life of intimate union with God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.